Hey, everybody. Real quick intro here. We have Nick DiPaolo on the program. We recorded first, then we got Nick afterwards, so we don't really make any mention of it. But he's after the first break, so hopefully you're looking forward to seeing him this weekend at Helium. He's doing shows Thursday night, one show Thursday night, two shows Friday night, two shows Saturday night. You know, if you don't know who he is, he's one of the funniest comedians alive. He actually did on our live show, I think it was about 2 years ago, maybe a year and a half ago. Just an awesome, funny guy, so definitely check him out, heliumcomedy.com, go to the Philadelphia link. And besides that, just enjoy their show. Oh, yes, and Jay's back. Jay is back full-time. We're excited. Good times. Yes. Enjoy the show.
Hey, guys.
Oh, big gulps, huh?
All right. Well, see you later.
And welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a very special guest on the line.
Let me introduce literally my favorite comedian alive right now, Bill Burr. How are you, Bill?
Hey, what's going on?
The one and only Rich Eisen.
Sports is a lot safer than Christian Mingle.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I'm a Jew.
Without further ado, the one and only best-selling author, popular radio show host, Jim Norton.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What a rookie I am. You're listening things, I just interrupt.
You know, from The Man Show and Loveline, the godfather of podcasts himself, Adam Carolla.
Thanks for having me.
Very, very special guest. Used to be from Opie and Anthony, now from the Anthony Cumia Show. Anthony Cumia.
Look at that. What an intro. Jesus.
Smooth as silk.
Like, I thought I'd be on hold for the next segment while you talk to this wonderful person.
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Oh my God, this is too good to pass up.
All big black guys, just go for it.
This was like, no, it's just like too close because it's like how Tina Fey looked just like too much like fucking like Palin.
Exactly.
So, right?
I totally didn't know what we were talking about, but I'm in because you said Tina Fey looked so much like Palin.
Well, I can do Suge Knight, I can do Warren Sapp and Cecil Fielder. We can bang those movies all out in 1 year.
No, one movie.
You Which do right, like Medea. Cecil Fielder Sr.? Because he just died, didn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I can play Tony Gwynn, too? You could sneak in Tony Gwynn. He just died, too.
I don't know if I can do the voice. hit the bell.
Barry Bonds, I could do Barry Bonds, though, right?
Yeah. Did you see Tony Gwynn Jr. do the mitt over his ass thing with the person yelling at him?
No.
And he was doing like, that's a total physical joke, but he was like, the guy was just yelling obnoxiously, like in a specific voice.
As you will do, right.
So he just had his mitt over his ass, but he was like mouthing it with his hand with the mitt. It was fucking great. It went viral like 3 days ago, so we're already late on it.
It's already three Reddit days ago.
How fast are you on the turnaround with these?
It might be like 7 days
late. I just have a Facebook scroll, so as long as people are busy telling me that how to vaccinate my kids properly and tell me to vote Democrat, then telling me if Tony Gwynn's
doing so. You haven't even looked into the new one, right? The new Walmart conspiracy theory?
No, but I saw like Larry Wilmore had it on his
June Helm or something like that. It's supposed to be a military operation that's going to be conducted in the
Because a bunch of them closed randomly.
Five of them, but they're all within Texas, New Mexico, something or other. And then they have a map.
I love about that part, like the conspiracy theorists will completely map it together. They'll be like, this fort's right here. This is where the military is.
It's always in the Southwest,
Yeah,
too,
they
right?
have confirmed there's going to be a military operation going there. It's a training operation. But they won't say that the Walmart's having anything to do with it. But the Walmart's all closed like within 2-3 weeks of each other. And they were all blamed on plumbing issues. And like their lead plumber was like, now, even if it was really plumbing, 6 months wouldn't be necessary for this to go down.
Not to bring this up like so soon into the episode, but that reminds me of that conspiracy theory about 9/11.
Yeah,
how, like, they say that. About how all the Jews pulled out of work. That day? No, that's a real thing. That's what they think in Iran.
Well, and Condoleezza Rice called Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco and told him not to fly that morning. And they had all the jets running some fake, like, Russia's invading us type thing up in Alaska. Oh, I'm sorry.
So this is going to be the entire hour.
That's why you shouldn't have gone down that road.
Sorry, I didn't know I started there.
Sheeple.
Cereal.
You're all sheeple.
Cereal, too.
I'm just a gatekeeper.
Yeah, exactly. You're all gatekeepers, man.
And a keymaster.
So we're back, by the way, for yes. those of you that didn't know. Shelton's here, and Jay's here.
That's me. I'm Jay. We're all saying each other's names now. This is awesome.
Yeah, I'm Patrick, in case anybody was wondering. Yeah.
Hi, Patrick. I'm Jay.
We haven't been good at that.
I'm Shelton. That's, so you know, we've been terrible with that, by the way.
We did it like right after he told us to, and we just never again.
And I didn't see you hit record. Now that you're the one who hits record, you sneak it in on us. Well,
we were like
vice versa.
We
all
were
right.
deep into some ridiculous conversation where I was like, oh, what better way to just get everybody back in?
I see how rough that is.
Yeah, exactly. The last ones have been like actually fairly proper. Like I've done my little like
right,
Arctic
Hammer.
Monkeys noise, and then we've talked about the Raiders for 2 hours.
Yes,
you know? Oh man,
the usual.
I'm reconsidering.
The Eagles West, by the way.
Eagles West. Yes.
The Eagles have now become the Raiders East. So
yeah,
they're doing the batshit. When you get Tebow in, you trade your star running back. You bring in another quarterback. You're talking about drafting another. They have more quarterbacks on their roster than they have receivers right now.
Yeah, but they're going to do a system. They're going to do a rotation. I don't know.
Chip Kelly's. Chip Kelly's.
Jay's like, yeah, but what's this war?
They're going to have five quarterbacks on the field each play, and they're all just going to backward lateral it until one person like breaks downfield.
Until the quarterback is too tired and they just throw a fucking 90-yard bomb. Chip Kelly style.
They're going to be the Harlem Globetrotters of football.
Where's the ball at?
Wait, is that Antigua? Oh, God, what's his name? Oh, Orlando Antigua played for University of Pittsburgh, then played for the Harlem Globetrotters?
It'll be
Come on, good 90s.
It'll only go well until one of their quarterbacks just gets lit the fuck up.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, if you look at their schedule, I don't mean to get all, like, serious football, but if you look at their schedule this year, and if Sam Bradford somehow stays healthy, like, they'll win 10 games. That's the sad state
terrible.
Of, like,
their
schedule
terrible.
And the NFC East.
Oh, man, it's April.
I know.
They released the schedule yesterday.
We should be talking about baseball.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah, it was. April, literally.
Oh, the draft, too.
Yeah, it's coming up next week.
All right, so.
The NFL does the best job of keeping itself in the spotlight during every offseason.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, a couple of rapes and some murder charges. And maybe.
Warren Sapp gets a little bit.
Aaron Hernandez really did in his own weird way.
Yeah, he did, actually.
This
he
much stole. Faster than me. I'm out of practice.
Exactly. You were taking the serious direction. We're like, no.
We're banging our heads going for the obvious jokes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Sorry,
Sean.
I'm
upset about that, though. I'm still upset about
Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, because like.
Because the Bills have a better murder record now.
Well, that's
instead of the Ravens,
yeah,
too.
The Ravens do, too. Yeah, the Ravens are 1-0.
Like Jay said, it's the AFC. Just dominating.
They really
well,
did, yeah.
You're on the East Coast. You got to kill.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have any sun. Yeah. It's during the dreary
There's
months.
Seasons.
Yeah, exactly. During dreary months, you want to kill people. And as an NFL player, you can.
The best part of Hernandez's murder, by the way, is he was going to kill him because he was going to snitch on his other murder.
Yeah, his other murder, yeah.
Like, so how fucking how bad murder. Does he belong in jail?
If you
like,
tell one lie, it leads to another.
It's a snowball.
Like, it is.
You know, like how, it was like when OJ got caught the second time. You're like, how bad do you want? You just have to go there. Like, we.
Yeah.
He's like, bad he's like come on. You think you're going to get this one?
Yeah.
No.
That was a great, by the way, like the initial overdubs into a different video, but like homemade jobs. Like that was one of the first audio, the Simpsons audio where he's trying to get his like Heisman Trophy back from somebody he sold it to, and he's like robbing the guy.
Yeah.
That was like a really good like fake reenactment type thing. It was MySpace. That stuff was just coming along, and that was like the first one I remember like that. Now it's like, you know, Christian Bale and everybody else, and what's his name who did the fake one? Dennis Quaid. That was a great video.
Yeah,
the actual real video where he's
actually,
like points to the floor and he's like, this is horseshit. And he pans down. It's an actual pile of horseshit.
He's like, Dickie, whatever.
Yeah, Dickie. And there's a guy dressed like Dick and Balls. And there's these zombies and I'm staring at this pussy. And I got this baby here who's ugly as shit. And it's like a lady holding a baby. Yeah. She's like, fuck you, Quaid. Anyway, really funny. You know, one out of every like 3,000 unfunny or die is funny, you know?
Yeah, very true.
All the other ones are, die meter.
The one I saw really funny was the one where Hillary Clinton announced that she's running for president. I was like, oh, that's hilarious. And I was like, wait, it's not a funny or die. Fuck. Shit.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Why do you announce so soon? Because no one else is going to be running, right?
No one else.
And you're just like the whole like we have another 5 years before the election.
Yeah.
I'm exaggerating.
I wonder if she was trying to like stop any momentum with the ass faces over
what
there.
What momentum, though?
Marco and Marco and
what,
Rand.
What momentum? Because the thing, the
Rand earlier... had some funny jokes about him, by the way, like secretly being black because he's like so like pro so, all the social issues. He's been like kind of pro black, and he's got the curly hair and stuff like wow. that. Like what his ancestors are
he's
like.
He's all right.
Yeah, yeah.
The problem is like why announce so early? Because they're going to pick you to fuck apart no matter what for the
oh,
next
yeah,
year.
Yeah.
Like everything you do. If I was a Democrat running for Democrat, I would wait until like. 2 months beforehand, just be like, was,
yeah, because going. There's no one else. It's like, yeah. Oh, Bernie Sanders might run.
If Elizabeth,
oh, you would like? Was he? What was? Vermont. Is he considered a? Yeah, I know, but is he?
Oh no, he's total big government, like way big government. But he's like, he's actually never, like, he's like a Nader, like he actually like yeah. cares about what he wants.
That's why I didn't know if he was like, you know, someone.
I like
would,
the guy. I just don't know if I'd vote for him. I
respect him.
I'd almost
respect his
vote
politics.
For him. I'd
that
vote for him.
Really
like
serious. We should do. We should do a political.
I know.
Let's do
seriously.
It. Shit, this is a whole new thing.
I would almost vote for him out of nostalgia because I lived in Vermont. You know, it was like when Howard Dean first started running. I was like, oh,
that's exactly how Hillary's going to win.
That is
nostalgia.
A bunch of fucking women. And there's so many women who are like, I'm going to vote for her. I'm like, why? What are her policies that you believe in?
She's got
girl power.
Vagina.
Girl power. The fuck? What's wrong with you?
That'll fly in enough states.
It will. It really will. I mean,
work for Obama. What?
Yeah, and the thing is, there's no magical black Negro to take her off right now. So she's good. She's paid her dues.
Cory Booker's not going to run yet?
Nah, he's going to wait till she's
he'll
done.
He'll win whenever he does
yeah,
run.
Yeah, he'll win, wait till she's done.
And he'll be
and
the first black president.
Oh.
Yep.
That's my joke, by the way.
I mean, it wasn't necessarily for Cory Booker. You probably could insert like 10 other names into there, but yeah.
No, it's Cory Booker. Yeah.
Plus, he's young. He's only like 47.
He's young, yeah. So
who's
he's
the D.C. mayor that smoked crack?
Oh.
Marion Barry.
Yeah. Rest Barry, in peace, Marion Barry.
It could have been Marion Barry. I would have said the same
rest
thing.
Rest in peace, Marion.
Dad?
I don't know.
Crack yeah, overdose? I last year. Okay. No, just
a... Sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, nothing in particular. Now we're talking about Marion Barry. To be that. I didn't know that either. I just need to... I guess you look on Wikipedia, because they have deaths by year.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to keep on top of these things.
I just think he's amazing, because number one, you smoke crack. You're a mayor, you smoke crack, you get impeached, you go to jail, come back, tell people basically, like, I'm not really sorry for smoking crack, and they still reelect you.
Oh,
that's,
sure.
That's gangster. Like,
that's being populist.
Well, that's
is
D.C.
Is James Brown dead?
Yes. Been okay. dead. He's been dead for about 8 years.
Long time, right?
Yeah.
George Clinton's still alive, right?
George Clinton's still alive.
Okay.
I like how you're asking me all the
there's
black
a Mary
ones.
And Barry. like a berry. Like as in like a blueberry type yeah. thing. The Marion Barry, marketed as Marion Barry, is indigenous blackberry developed in the USDARS breeding program cooperation. No, it doesn't sound like fucking genetically modified anything.
Right? Yeah, it has crack in it.
I spelled it wrong. That's why.
So this is another shoe on the other foot thing.
Chuck Berry.
So Patrick's screwing around on the computer. So of course I was asking you the questions because you know we were making eye contact
6 months ago. Yeah. Not even. It was like
really?
Thanksgiving weekend, basically, of this past year.
Okay. This is the show again now, which is explain the news to Jay. Bill Cosby's
a
free
still,
man, right?
Yeah,
still
he's going to. He's not
okay.
going to.
Oh
not
yeah,
go to jail.
Yeah. It'll never.
He'll never go to jail.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to get him on anything. He made sure of that, so that's awesome.
Just okay. Like,
I mean, which
I was going to do a bad impression of him, but I just let it go.
There's such a thing as a good impression.
Yeah,
all right, well.
Yeah. At this point,
on,
there's
Mary
really
Spears?
Nothing that's going to happen to him. Oh, Jesus. there's really nothing that's going to happen to him. He's going to die out, and it'll be is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
In 20 years, they'll forget. His legacy will still be the Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm. With the jello pudding.
Yeah. I mean, how many fucking celebrities were... racist and whatever else back
Sinatra
in the day.
Can do no
yeah,
wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. They have like what you call it? They had a documentary on him on HBO and they made him seem like the greatest person ever. I'm like pretty sure he was a racist, gambling, womanizing.
Who now?
Sinatra.
Oh yeah, well. Yeah,
like, I did love that he like what was the story with the girl that not his like original wife but the one he left and then he married like literally 30 seconds after he was officially divorced.
That's awesome.
I mean it was like within a day. It's part of the documentary. It was like the same day he went to the courtroom.
Okay.
But it was like clearly he'd been dating her for so long that he would like marry and it was back, you know, back when you didn't like marry somebody 2 weeks after you dated him.
Well, nowadays,
did you see
Tinder.
The I didn't see the documentary, but there was a
Scientology one?
No. HBO movie though. Probably like over a decade ago, it was like a drama of like the Rat Pack. It may have been called the Rat Pack.
I never saw
had
it.
Had Ray Liotta as Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like Ray Liotta
so good.
Was it really good?
I really liked it.
See, I feel
it was
like
corny
Liotta,
at times. Like it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
you'll say that if you watch it, but it's like oh man, it's really cool.
I feel like Liotta, Pesci, And even De Niro, to a level, are still riding the whole Goodfellas movie. Like, people want them to be good.
So De Niro
actors.
Hasn't done a good movie in forever.
Yeah. They
I mean, he has accidentally a couple times, like the one where Bradley Cooper and what's-her-name were nominated.
Did you see Heat?
Heat. Oh, God. Jim Gaffigan. I saw Heat. Yeah, so did we, like, 10 years ago. I want to talk about it now, though. Freaking love his voice. It's like very Brian Regan, like, but just in a different... By the way, Bill Burr had such a great observation. He was on that Seinfeld show there, the whatever it is.
Comedians in Cars. Yeah.
And he was just like, Jesus, stop texting everybody. My nephews just got on national TV. They're at the Hawks playoff game right now.
Oh, nice.
And they were on, like, the Jumbotron, which was on the national TV. Anyway.
The Kiss Cam?
Yeah, except they were, there was three guys.
So it went weird.
I forgot what my point was.
It was Joe Mantegna as Dean Martin and Don Cheadle as Sammy Davis Jr. It was the weirdest collection of people.
Yeah, that's not
Ray Liotta.
I can see Don Cheadle.
I can't.
He did really well with it.
Yeah.
Bobby Slayton was Joey Bishop. That was the weirdest one. I had to look it up for that.
The pitbull of comedy?
Yes. The self-proclaimed.
I just watched Misery Loves Comedy. Kevin Pollak did a freaking amazing documentary. Opie and Anthony and Jimmy are all on one couch, by the way.
Yeah, they were talking about it the other
this
day.
This is just like from a... And it just came out like last week. It was in Tribeca and everything like that.
Yeah, he was like, you got to give us the footage because that's got to be the last time that's ever going to happen.
Yeah, right? Yeah, because yeah, they're not... It's not like they were on TV much anyway in the first place, especially as a trio. But anyway, Bobby Slayton was talking about the end. Like, the only thing he would regret is, like, if he his finances suck now and he needs to, like, try to make money because he's just kind of been, like, whatever. It was just, like, he was Sinatra or somebody, right? Who is he?
Well, Joey. No.
Not
Joey Bishop. Let me look it up.
Yeah, Joey Bishop.
That makes more sense. Yeah. But he had to be like an old Joey Bishop.
He's
like
Joey Bishop. Yeah, it was like mid late '60s.
Slayton's like mid '60s. Yeah.
Well, this
he
was
did the voice on one of the early Family Guy ones when they went to the Indian casino.
I remember that one. Yeah, he played the chief there.
I just remember his voice. I was like, that's not a fucking Indian person. No, it's Bobby Slayton.
It was so
he's
Bobby Slayton.
He's the pitbull of comedy.
That's why. McFarlane will not have a black person do any voices. So. You have to get
That goes. That's, I mean, Phil LaMarr, but he doesn't count. He's fucking whiter than Tony Gwynn. Yeah, but,
The only reason he has him on there is because
that was a Mad TV reference from like 1998, by the way, that has made fun of Phil LaMarr, who's whiter than Tony Gwynn. Those are like the most dated references and the most meaningless to anybody.
Everyone's just like, yeah.
He's basically Al Jolson.
That's your go-to black guy, isn't it? I feel like
How would I love you, mammy?
He threw that out at the wedding a couple times. I don't remember how it was. It wasn't in like a racist way, but it was just like, Al Jolson, something, something.
I was just because they had a card, and it was a black bride with a white groom.
Oh.
And I was thinking, and I took a picture and I sent it to Patrick. I was thinking about like just getting that and being like, oh, I'm sorry, it's backwards. But it's almost always the other way around.
It usually is.
So why would you make the card like that?
It's a good question.
Like 8 out of 10. 4 out of 5.
Someone was guilty. Someone felt really guilty about not having that card on their whole.
But they didn't have the other one, though.
They might have, but might have just been out.
I looked behind it. I was
might have been out. Yeah, Gotta find one. My friend was there. He's white. And he has his black wife. So,
okay.
It's very rare. Yeah, it's very rare.
If they make an anniversary card like that, you should get it.
I'm gonna get it for him. Yeah.
Exactly.
Get it for him.
Shelton married Bruce Jenner. Since the last episode.
right, exactly.
And Shelton goes for an hour. Okay.
Yes. Let's do it.
So you got the 9/11 talk for an hour. Yeah, Shelton's got the Bruce Jenner talk.
I don't even want to talk about it. Seriously. Like,
no, you really want to talk about it.
I do, but I don't. Like every time I see that team, I'm like, it might be me by myself. I'm like, the dude was an American fucking hero. Like,
isn't he wearing like a prison dress? His most recent picture.
Oh,
it's
really?
Basically a prison outfit, but it's a dress.
It's like
a full body. It's tight, too. It's not like...
Well, you know, good for him,
The best one I saw, though...
Yeah, I mean, he's got the
best one I saw was the... it said the, you know, Bruce Jenner spends 5 minutes as a woman, and this happens. It had the accident. When it's like, you know, he spends 40 whatever years of his life as a man, and then this happens when he's 5 minutes as a woman, and then he gets in the accident. I was like, oh, it's terrible.
Oh, he was just excited. Can you imagine driving around like that, being like, okay, this is who I am now, after like hiding it for so many years? And he said it was like that's what kind of spurred him as an athlete, was he was hiding that, so he was overcompensating.
Here's what bothers me. If you're the guy who came in second to Bruce Jenner, and you're like, damn, I lost to a guy who wanted to be a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You will live the rest of your
life.
Or
even worse, you lost to a woman.
You yeah, basically lost to a woman.
At anything. A proto-woman.
A woman like in a man's body.
Like the East German women when they start testing them. Exactly. You know, it's kind of that same
a woman
style.
In a man's body.
Not a girl. Not yet a woman. I don't know what song that's from, man. But it's perfect, and we should be playing it right now.
Sounds like man. Something Neil Diamond would sing.
Yes, you know, yes, that's anthem. What it is.
It'd be like the Yankees anthem, since the Red Sox already have one. And it's about just disgusting. It's about Caroline. She was 4 years old when he wrote that song.
Was it really?
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that song anyway, so.
The song's all about Kennedy's daughter, who's 4 years old.
Oh, yeah, but that's fine. Good
is
for
it,
him.
Is it, though?
They used to play New
I'm
York.
A Red Sox fan, what I'm saying. Is it fine, though?
It's not really, though.
They used to play New York, New York after every Yankees game, like whether they won or lost. Yeah, so, yeah. Like most of my memories, like going, like, late 80s, early 90s, is just being like, it's like Pavlovian. Yeah, whenever I hear that song, I'm like, oh, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, the A's won, like, 11-1, and I'm like, oh, man.
Every time
why did we stay?
Every time I've gone to a game, like, as an adult, like, as a kid, it was the opposite. Any Yankee game I went to, they lost. But it was, like, weird, because they weren't even playing bad when I would see them, too. That was the funniest part about it. But as an adult, every game I've been to, they've murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Like I saw them play the A's twice in one season, and they won by double-digit runs each game. Wow. And one was when A-Rod hit his 500th. We didn't even plan it that way.
Oh, wow.
Way ahead of time.
I may be the only man who's never seen a Yankees game. And
good for you.
Nor do I give a fuck.
No, you should not.
Which is actually sad, because I actually went to a whole bunch of day games in Baltimore just so I could get out of class. And I still never saw them play the Yankees.
Oh, that's the whole thing. That's when they bust in all the like the weirdos from. Like,
oh yeah, the businessman like special. It's like $6, and we'd be up top, and by third inning, you're down at the bottom because there's no one there.
Well, they never play the Yankees for a businessman special because they can sell tickets in the Yankees.
We had seats like in front of people once, and they honestly like bust in all these like obnoxious New York people, and they get a whole section. It's the worst.
It was always the kids from the kids from like. New York, who were, the Yankees are playing the Orioles. Yeah. We got to go down there. And I'm like, I'm going for the 1 o'clock.
We could have checked it out. I was going to send you because I got an email from Madison Square Garden today. They're Klitschko fight's coming up.
Oh, fuck that shit.
I wanted to go because I've never been to like a heavyweight championship fight.
Yeah, but it's
you know?
Klitschko. Here's the thing about heavyweights. Number one, they need to drop it down to 8 rounds because dudes who are 260 pounds aren't fighting well for 12 rounds. It's just not physically possible.
They need to fight each other, too. Let's just put
that
on that the
too.
Table. That was the
well,
only,
no, the other
only
one retired.
People
the other one retired. So he's going. He's trying.
Hey, maybe they retired like 7 years ago. Not even exaggerating.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he the one who's like going to be the president of Ukraine now? Yeah.
So the thing is, though. They
not
fight.
Not by like votes or anything.
He's
no, just
like
swagger.
He's just gonna walk in and beat the fuck out of somebody.
Like they don't want to be part of Russia, but they still have that Eastern European. Like, all right, cool. Yeah. You're the big guy.
He's
like,
just gonna walk
just
in.
In. Right?
He's gonna walk
like,
in.
I take over now, right?
I am president. They're like, yeah, whatever.
I take over now. No, sure, you do.
We're just saying no on slavery and rapes. Is that cool? Can we just you can have everything else?
Oh, we do.
We're kind of firm. Okay, rapes are fine. Rapes are fine.
What are the tickets going for?
Well, they started at $100, and that's the thing.
And now they're on Groupon.
Well,
yeah, it's probably on Klitschko.
No,
for
if,
Klitschko they, fight.
Like, if it's on like
these games, you're like, oh,
I know
the Red Sox games are on Groupon. Wow, I know.
Wow. Yeah, they. I mean, the Klitschko fight. Like, Klitschko hasn't fought an American in 7 years.
Well, that's the thing too.
People don't
want to
see him.
He's never over here, so
no,
that's the thing.
No one
right?
gives a fuck about heavyweights because they like he's fighting the dude from Philly, and the dude from Philly is terrible. He's the only reason they're putting him in there is because he's 20-0, but Klitschko has fought like 50 fights.
Well, that's why I was, I saw it. I was
the
like,
Bernard
okay,
Hopkins,
he's undefeated.
Who's the dude from Philly?
His name is, no, his name is, his name
who else is there?
Bryant.
Joe Frazier?
Bryant McClellan or McCollin, something like that.
Bryant Gumbel.
But he's not good.
I'd pay for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Got my $100.
Yeah, today I'm going to fight Klitschko.
Jason,
it's
Jason
going to be a
Nash.
Battle.
The match everybody wants to see is Bryant Gumbel versus Greg Gumbel.
Yeah.
That'd be a hell of a match.
Jason Nash always does this impression on Squire, but I know I'm talking about another podcast. We're right back into our rhythm, but he calls in as Bryant and just makes fun of Greg the whole time about how poor he is, and it's fucking, and it's like, Jason Nash is like amazing impression. He does Bruce Jenner too. That was the first I even really thought about Bruce even really considering it was this guy would call in to the Sklar's, Jason Nash, who's like he's done movies and stuff like that now, and he would talk about how he's shopping at Chico's and stuff like that, and it was freaking hilarious. And then I was like, oh my god, like this
it's
is and then all of a sudden he got the throat surgery and I was like, oh wow,
Brian
like,
Jennings,
this is
that's
not
name.
Brian sorry. Jennings that's
Brian,
his name
I
nailed it up all right wow oh,
that was like the Maya Angelou one joke we had the accidental joke we had where I was looking something up and you start talking about Maya Angelou Blue, and I'm like, like Betty whatever from, like Three's Company, some bullshit fucking trivia thing. I was trying
Don Adams.
Yeah.
It was.
Exactly. The thing is, he's going to destroy
it's the like, Juan Espinoza.
And the reason why people don't like the Klitschko's fighting style is because they fight going backwards as heavyweights. Like,
they fight smart. And that's why the people don't like the – people love the European style of basketball, but they hate the European style of boxing.
Good NASCAR drivers. Freaking don't crash, but nobody wants to see that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Crash.
People want to see the fucking crash. Like, take,
I
know.
I mean, not really. I don't want to see crash.
Take it right. Take it right.
Just don't do it. Nah, I understand people appreciate it. I just don't appreciate that they appreciate it. I just don't.
What's that, NASCAR?
I don't buy into it. Yeah, NASCAR.
I don't know. We're talking about like, boxing here. NASCAR. You're saying the same thing to both at this point. Well,
the sad part is like the biggest fight in the world right now is for two men who are like 5'3" and 122
and it's
pounds.
Like 7 years too late.
It's 7 years too late.
7 years too late, and then after that, there's nothing else.
There's nothing else.
Yeah.
That's no other fighters. Just done with boxing.
Because even if Pacquiao wins, the next fight's going to be like, I don't really give a shit.
No one's going to watch him. No. Well, number one, you're going to pay $90.
Yeah.
And if he wins, you know it's just a set. The only reason he won't win, that they won't, Mayweather wouldn't throw that fight so he'd get a second one because he doesn't want to lose his record.
Right, of course.
That's it. That's the only safety that they have.
Yeah, no, and he's you can tell in his interviews, he's pretty legit about this.
Yeah, he wants to fuck him up.
How much is the ref getting paid?
Pardon?
Trivia question. How much is the ref getting paid?
$1,000.
No.
How much is the ref getting paid?
It's got to be like $250,000.
$25,000, the most ever in the history of boxing.
What?
Ding, ding, ding.
Price is Right rules.
You're all over.
I know it had to be some kind of
skinny
bullshit.
Drew Carey says nay.
Oh, is that why Mills Lane left for his own TV show?
I must be it. Too, yeah.
I was watching old Tyson clips, and like Mills Lane is like the coolest guy in the ring.
I
even thought that back then. And
Mills
then,
Lane was Mills Lane.
Except when he fucked up the fight in Japan, where he like stopped at nine for no reason at all, and then all of a sudden Buster Douglas up. But anyway. Maybe that $25,000 turned into a bit more.
Is he alive? Is he alive, Mills Lane?
I think so.
Dead? Alive?
I think he's still alive. I don't know. I feel like I would have got his bullshit in memoriam, like the
in memoriam?
Sports Center. Yeah. I said it wrong. In memoriam.
In memoriam. In memoriam. You would have got a heart murmur.
In memoriam.
You
know,
I Rich Vossed that one. All right. We're going to take a break, finally. Our guest might have stood us up, so we might not have a three-peat of Don Jameson, because apparently he already did the show.
Oh, let's just replay it.
No, I mean, like, he already did the show last week. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Just redo that same one, and you can just kind of, like, clip in, like, the new date.
The Atlanta Falcons. And he already did the show. He already, like,
the Denver Broncos.
He actually finished the show, like, it happened 2 days ago. The show
just put a clip in
I don't know for a fact, but his publicist just emailed or texted me. But we might have a guest. We might get that Carly Anquilo, or next weekend is Nick DiPaolo. We might have talked to him about his experiences.
Sweet.
Live pocket. So up next is potentially Nick DiPaolo or Carly Anquilo.
78 years of age, Mills D. Lane III.
Nice.
Still alive?
Still alive. Hmm.
What was the guy's name that got the fight again? I forgot his name. He's a
Occupation,
black dude.
Retired television judge and former boxing referee.
Well, I mean, he refereed
television
like,
judge first though, huh?
But he refereed, he refereed like hundreds of fights.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
he's like
$25,000 a fight. He's probably sitting up there, $3 or $4 million on that.
I'm sure,
on that alone.
Well, and they do clinics, they do everything. Yep, I mean, they make so much more money. Because
well,
like,
how much do NFL refs make?
They went over this morning. The highest end is like $210,000.
Yeah,
and that because there was a topic, but the lower end is like. It works out to be like anywhere from like $8,000 to $12,000 a fight or a game or something like that.
So it's like getting tenured.
Yeah, to an extent.
And they get first class tickets. Remember that big scandal where they were selling their first class tickets and going down to coach.
Of course, I don't remember that. That sounds great.
It was like 4 years ago. Yeah, they were selling.
It was like Tim Donaghy. Yeah, whatever his name is. Remember him?
Yeah, Tim Donaghy. Tim Donaghy.
He's most popular ref ever.
Like, it's funny because those are guys. It's like they're like actors in shows that you don't quite remember because I know all of them by
you're
face.
Not,
you're not. I don't know anybody's name.
You're not supposed to know them because that's what they say. If a referee's doing his job, you shouldn't know who he is. But they were selling the first class tickets and going down the coach, and they're skimming like another $4,000 off all their tickets.
Who is the guy who played the Batman and Batman, like the Christian Bale ones?
Yeah.
The real life guy though, who played like the sheriff or whatever.
It's
an Irish guy.
I always forget him. I always confuse him with
Timothy, right? Timothy something.
No. You're talking about Gordon. Detective Gordon?
Yeah.
It was Sean Penn. I always confused.
Yeah, because he was in that Irish mob movie with Sean Penn.
Yeah, I was confused Sean Penn with it. Oh, fuck, what's his name? Oh, damn it.
Jay, come on. I thought you were our stats guy.
I'm looking at famous NFL referees. I don't know the images because I want to pull some names out.
If this were the typical podcast like Jimmy Pardo or Adam Carolla or something like that, they'd be fucking freaking out on the stats guy just to make entertainment. You son of a bitch, you should be fired.
I know. I only know, what's his name? Big Arms Ed Hockley. And that's only
he's a lawyer and his like day to day life.
Well, that's the thing; they all do other shit. That's why I didn't think they made much money. But you could like that's pretty good money.
Yeah,
for
it's not bad.
NFL referee.
That's a part time job. So I mean, you get to fly around. You get to fly around. You know,
all like lawyers or like professors and shit like
that. Legitimate job. Like, you know why? Because you have to have somebody who
is Gary Oldman.
There he goes.
Gary Oldman played Tim.
See, and I always remember he was
young. Gary Oldman played Tim Donahue because
he was in The Professional. That was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, State of Grace with Sean Penn and Gary Oldman. That's the one I was thinking of.
But yeah, I mean, that movie. I mean, you have to think too.
Movies, man.
That's especially from like literally 90.
My conspiracy theory with the whole rigging the games. You have to have someone who has the mindset for it. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to just hire someone who's really into the game. You have to hire someone who's really just like...
By the way, sorry, since we're on that subject, my favorite, like, I'm not a big David Stern fan at all, but he was getting interviewed about Tim Donaghy, and they asked him about, like, potentially raising the salaries of the refs the next year, and he, like, deadpans it and goes, Tim Donaghy made $271,000 salary last year. And then he's like, next question. It's just like,
I love David Stern. Like, he was just like,
oh, I have this in my back pocket. Yeah. Anytime you want to ask that question,
whip that
I'm
out.
Just going to fucking drop it on all these stupid.
Gene Steratore, is that a name?
No.
Yeah, he's the person I recognize.
He's the big nose guy.
The big nose guy.
Yeah, I totally recognize him.
But you would
know
his name,
like
right?
The guy from Sports Night, and
I know the one black dude, but I don't know his name.
I know what he's talking about. Mustache. Yeah. He looks like the guy who's going to ref the Mayweather.
Yeah, exactly. And then you have Ed Hockley, and then after that, I know.
And that guy, I always recognize that guy. There's another guy that's like an old. He looks like an. Kind of a version of my dad. That's the only reason I know. It's just
cool. That's a good visual for everybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so now everyone knows.
See, he's got the hook nose like the guy from the Sports Night. Like, what's the asshole that writes all those shows? He wrote The Social Network too, and he wrote Sports Night, and he's like very
Jesse,
West Wing maybe too. Very fast paced talking shows.
Oh, yeah.
Sorkin, there you go. Yeah,
I don't enjoy his work either.
No, Sports Night was like his, It was like, is it a comedy? I'm confused. Should I be laughing?
It's a pretty good show. Is that one of them one of those shows?
Shows? Yeah.
Where it started with the laugh track and then they kind of got rid of the laugh track.
I think the first season
kind of remember
laugh
that,
track.
Right?
Yeah. It was kind of like Scrubs was not supposed to be a comedy the first season at all. And then people were like, they found out that people were laughing too much. Yeah, and they're like, well, let's just make it into a comedy.
I never laughed too
much. Get all the noises that go, ding!
While we're on that subject, okay, I have to say this.
Bad shows?
R.I.P. Cougar Town.
Christella?
They had their last episode.
No. Christella's going away, too.
Really?
Everybody was sticking up for like all the comedians, because a lot of comedians were involved with like writing it, because Gabriel Iglesias is in it, too, or whatever.
It's fucking
but they
terrible.
Like stick up for it. I just want to like chime in, but I'm not like a troll. I just want to chime in and be like, I like tried my hardest to watch that show I want to support comedians. It's fucking it's undateable. You're like, oh my god, seriously?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Chris Lee is such a good stand-up comedian.
It is. They're killing anything that he can do on that show. Just like the other one with the stupid girl that I hate too, who dates the hockey player, and she's now dating like she's a lesbian.
Aaron Andrews.
No, she's.
Oh like, yeah, she's from Happy Endings.
Yeah. And she's that show's terrible. The only reason I watch is because the one chick has ginormous tits.
Oh no, you're talking about somebody else.
She's British chick with ginormous tits.
You're talking about
ridiculous.
Wait, she's which one are you talking about?
She's a lesbian who's having this kid.
Yeah, that's the one that the people are so fucking good looking. It's stupid.
Exactly. Like really,
I would bang the guy in a second.
Yeah, you had to get a donor to get you pregnant. You can walk down the street and be like, listen, I want to have a baby. Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's So Raven.
That is disturbing. No.
They're old enough now. Yeah, it's not disturbing.
They're all legal now.
That's my most recent reference, by the way, for a show with underage people.
I forget her name. She does movies, though. Well, she used to do movies. Now she just does
shows. It's Elijah. Disco, but it's like Eliza something.
Yeah.
She was an old school. He like slept with a college girl in
Dushku.
The one scene.
Full House.
Not Dushku.
Full House coming back.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Fuller That's House?
Terrible. Yeah.
Fuller House.
With like
Guess
one
what?
Person.
So, in the real story, in the original story, slash the real story. Bob Saget's wife dies.
Yes.
Yeah.
In this story. The
daughter's husband died, right?
Ding.
Stupid.
She's fucking cursed.
That's what it is. If you hold the microphone further up here, and it won't make that kind of like rattling noise, it's driving me fucking nuts.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. Right. There's some OCD shit right there. There's some OCD shit right there. Because it just came out of nowhere. Hey, you motherfucker. Hey, hey. What's your doing over there?
I don't He's like it. Turn the computer around. I want to see the levels.
Yeah. Anybody I thought who's it was listening to this breath. Is thanking me right now.
I thought it was nostril breath for sure.
No,
I thought
that's no. It's fucking with the cable.
It's definitely not nostril breath. Yeah.
That's what I do, man.
And if you move your fingers, cable. It makes this noise. Just along. Yeah.
He's like, hey, motherfucker. Hey, listen. What you doing right there? It's right twitching. There. Yeah, that's it. Right there. Right there.
All right. We're actually going to take a break. On the other side, we'll either have a commercial or... Or we'll have...
we could talk about Buckminster Fuller House.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a right. pun that five people are going to get.
I have no clue. So
the same people go. That got the Phil Lamar, Tony Quinn reference. Phil Lamar was like an average player for like 3 years on Mad TV. Like he wasn't even like a super... But he does voiceovers everywhere.
He does voiceovers.
Like, people name, actually know
Dude,
he
makes so much money off the Batman shit. Like he's in every Batman cartoon. Every one of them.
Oh, just like Luke Skywalker, right?
Or Bobby Slade.
Yeah, yeah. Luke Skywalker's Joker. Yeah. He plays the Joker, which is crazy.
Are you talking about the puss there that played the original Luke Skywalker?
Yeah. He does the Joker's voice.
Bruce Jenner, but it's not the same name.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
That was like an Anthony Perkins thing. He didn't do any other movies, right?
No, I don't think he did.
He did Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, right? Didn't they get What's Her Name too to be in that? Yeah. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll be back. I don't know if we're going to talk about subjects. We're just going to ramble on. I'm sure we'll stumble in and out of the break. All right. Let's say good day.
Welcome back to the Comedy Food Force Podcast, episode 79. Very special guest on the line, one of my favorite comedians in the world. He actually did a live show with us about a year and a half ago. That was a bit of a train wreck, but he was hilarious during it. One of my favorite comedians in the Philadelphia area at Helium Comedy Club this weekend, the 30th, the 1st, and the 2nd. One show Thursday, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. One of the funniest in the business, the one and only Nick DiPaolo. How are you, Nick?
Patrick, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just enjoying...
You sound excited, I'll tell you. The enthusiasm is just overwhelming. Jesus. What, are you doing a funeral over there?
I love it. So the last time we saw you, you did our live show. I don't know if you remember it, but it was a hot mess.
Was that in the club during the day?
No, it was at the
shoot.
Yeah, the
pop. It was
the live podcast. You'll never forget that, right?
It was in like some kind of scary neighborhood.
Yeah, it was completely. It was where your Uber driver said Springgarten instead of garden.
Yes. It sort of looked like a lot of the scenes I see in Baltimore on TV today.
That's exactly.
Sort of like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Only more depressing.
Yeah, exactly. Except it's like that year round.
I remember that.
Yeah, too funny. So what's been going on with you in the past year and a half, give or take?
Well, I shot a special called Another Senseless Killing.
Nice.
And came out in January. It's on nickdip.com. If they use the code radio, they get $3 off.
Nice.
And it's available on iTunes, but you can save some money at nickdip.com. And it's doing well. It's been on in the top of the charts on iTunes for months. And it's back on the road, touring with that, promoting that. And I did a couple episodes of Louis, did an episode of Amy Schumer.
Nice.
It's been a good start to 2015.
Ah, that's great. Now, where'd you record the special?
I did that at a club called Acme in Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear that's one of the best.
It really is. It's just a tremendous... I did a CD a few years ago there. And, yeah, it's just awesome. It's went in there just for a couple nights. I think we shot three shows. And it's really funny. It's tasteless. Some of it's clean. Some of it's dirty. Some of it's tasteless. It's something for everybody, you know?
Nice. I like it. Good, clean family fun, right?
Yeah, exactly. Put the kids away and your bitchy wife and watch it. Enjoy yourself. And become a man again.
I like it. Isn't that... That's where Mitch Hedberg recorded one of his CDs, I think, right?
Yes. Yeah. Hedberg was big in Minneapolis, so... yeah, it's a great comedy town. So and then in January I went out and did like Joe Rogan's podcast and Carolla and
Jay
Moore and Fitzsimmons and that was like the best move I ever made. I gained like 3,000 followers on Twitter and the album spiked, you know, for like a month after that.
That's great. Yeah, I heard you on Jay Moore's podcast, and they played a couple clips. It was hilarious.
It was perfect because I hadn't seen Jay in a long time, and I knew him, you know, when he was coming up through New York and before his SNL days, and it was perfect. We had a lot of ground to cover, and we had enough in common where we could. It was just funny sitting in his garage at night, you know, up by Malibu, wherever the hell he lives. I forget where it was, but Palisades.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, in this gorgeous house, you know, sitting in his garage and doing his podcast. It was just very funny, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing how where people record and how you can literally record pretty much anywhere. It's kind of amazing.
It is. I mean, same with Fitzsimmons. I was in his garage. It was sort of like the garage tour, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, it was a lot of fun.
Very cool, very cool. Are you still involved with sports at all? I can't remember when the if you were still doing anything with. I thought I saw you. It was around Super Bowl time, right? Weren't you doing something with when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl?
I was doing something for. Well, I mean, me and Artie had that show for a while, but that's been over for a long time. But I did a promo for the Super Bowl with ESPN.
That's what it was. With
a couple comedians from Seattle. I think Nick Thune was one of them.
Yeah, and, Jeff Dye. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was fun. Yeah, that was. We shot that in the morning, and that was a day of like a blizzard hit New York. And I remember, they sent me a car. ESPN sent me, you know, like a town car to pick me up because I live 35 miles north of the city. They bring me into the city. I do the ESPN thing, and then I go do Ron Bennington's show, at Sirius. And then I come out and I call the car company because the car wasn't out front. They go, "Oh no, all our drivers are going home because of the storm."
You're just
so I went on a tirade. I was cursing in Swahili, whatever the guy could understand, and ended up walking across town in a blizzard. On the train. Luckily, there's a Metro North train that took me out to by where I live. But I couldn't believe that. Just the way the world works today. I guess I don't know.
That's hilarious. So with your shows this weekend, I'm always curious to ask comedians this. What's the Philly crowd like for you?
There's only a handful of clubs I look forward to going to, and Helium is not one of them because I'm kidding. it's actually one of the clubs I really do like because the crowds do know who I am. You know, Philly's only, hour and a half from New York or whatever. And there's a lot of crossover, and they're ONA fans, Stern fans.
Of course.
And so there's a lot of crossover, and they usually come out to see me in Philly. So, and I like the city. I just like Philly. I enjoy it, you know?
Yeah. It's a great little...
They're smart audiences, I usually have a good time, you know? And at the end of the last show on Saturday, I sprint out of there. And I parked my car across the street in the garage, and I'm on the highway before the people even get their checks.
Nice. I like it.
It's actually, Helium's a great club, so.
Yeah.
It'll be fun, you know, they pay attention, and it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. I always feel like it's very underrated from an a smart comedy city. Like, I think it's a very underrated city.
It depends what room you're doing, you know?
Yeah, the old laugh house might be a different story.
Yeah, exactly. I know there's a couple of them that I did where they had the attention span of crack babies, you know? And, to get their attention, I'd literally take, like, a silver spoon and wave it. But, Yeah, but they've trained him well at Helium, and it is underrated as far as comedy IQ, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's because everybody leaves here and ends up going to New York or wherever, yeah.
Yeah, so I actually had the pleasure of doing comedy about 4 or 5 years ago. It was a Reverend Bob Levy gig. And you know who the comic was on in front of me? How about the Hammer, Dave Schultz?
Really? Wow, that's hilarious.
I'm like, oh my God. That's where I'm at.
That's too funny.
You know, maybe Paul Holmgren would like to do a guest set.
The Hammer.
Or Bernie Perrin would like to do a few minutes, but it was... Yeah, I mean, Philly's a lot like Boston, you know, good sports town and very passionate about whatever they believe in, so...
Yeah, yeah. They like to drink. They got a little anger in them, but they're very smart all at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. And I kind of appreciate that. I never really have to worry about, you know, going too far with a joke.
Oh, definitely.
I'm gonna be honest. Not the last time, but it might have been the last time. They seemed a little touchier than I was used to. Might have been the time before, I think. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I had an Obama. I used to do stand up, and I had an Obama joke that, you know, touches on race, of course. And like the first time I told it in Philly, it killed. And then like as his presidency was going on, people got more and more offended. Apparently,
it was just, naturally.
Yeah, you know?
Exactly. I have 8 minutes on Baltimore. I don't think they're going to like right there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So just so I don't forget to plug them, one show Thursday night, two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, correct?
Yeah, and I'm working with a funny girl, this girl Kendra Cunningham.
Oh, yeah, she's hilarious.
You know her?
Yeah, just like from social media and stuff like that, but yeah.
Yeah, I worked with her. I can't remember when the first time I worked with her. I didn't line it up, but she just happened to be on the show, and she had me laughing my ass off because she's from Boston, and she had that sarcastic streak in her and very smart. And I said, you know, so since I've used her probably 4 or 5 gigs, so she's going to be there this week, too, featuring for me.
Very cool.
And guys, don't get conned off by that because she's, like, sarcastic and kind of, you know, Boston mean and funny.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She'll fit right in with your crowd for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a good match, so they're going to see a good show.
Good deal. Awesome, man. I'm going to, like I said, I'll finish cutting this up tonight. I mean, yours obviously won't be unedited, but like we'll finish up editing the rest of the episode, and we'll have it up in the morning, make sure we put it out on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff.
Beautifully.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad you remember our, you know what it was? It was an old moratorium, that place. That's what it was. I couldn't think of what it was. I knew it was something weird before, and that makes so much more sense.
It made me want to put a moratorium on comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I do remember that creepy place. And I remember you had a movie screen.
Yep.
And you put, what did you put a picture of me up there?
I found an old news article from like the main Times Picayune or whatever it was. And it was an article about you like replacing the starting running back at Maine or something like that, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You doctored the picture. I had like dreadlocks or a...
Oh yeah, you know what it was? Is it was the Trayvon Martin, the hoodie thing. That's what it was. Yeah. I had my buddy, and I was like, you know, Nick's comedy, like, you know, really go for it. And he was like,
yeah,
all right,
exactly. I'm sitting there, and I look up, and I'm with the rest of the audience. I'm going, what am I doing in a hoodie?
Yeah, exactly.
That was a nice touch. Really raised the tension of the room, which I always appreciate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Patrick, thanks a lot, brother. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you, man. We'll see you soon, all right?
And tell them to go to nickdip.com and get another Census Killing. It's a
$1 hour.
It's a DVD. It's an MP4 or MP3, whatever they want. But
very cool. And it's the code radio to get a $3 discount.
Yeah, to get $3 off.
Awesome. Good deal. Thanks so much, Nick. Good luck this weekend, man.
Thanks, Patrick.
Take care. We'll see you.
Bye.
Is that the same thing? Because I come up with the shit at home, and I never like.
I just want to hit record. You know like, what you singing?
I feel like
what's the next word?
I feel
an analysis.
I feel like we need to buy a coffee company just to make that commercial, just to, like yeah. anti-gay coffee, like where guys looking off to
you know, Chick-fil-A. They're not struggling. Exactly. You know? They had a good product before.
We have a coffee connection.
He was on
the show recently, wasn't he?
During
my hiatus.
I thought you were saying we like me and you do.
We got a coffee guy, we've got a wine guy.
Can we talk about the wine guy? Because I didn't want to talk about it not on the air. It seems like something you have to talk about.
What cracks me up about it, he's Decibel Dan is an awesome guy. He calls himself Decibel Dan because Decibel Wines.
All right, whatever.
He doesn't really call himself Decibel Dan. He just, that's what I always know him as.
You referred to,
because there's other Dan. Dan Soder was on the same episode.
All right. I'll just put this out there. Ew. Okay, go ahead. That's like a Diamond Dave.
That's it's a
like,
fine sponsor. Now, he just goes by Decibel Dan because he owns the winery, and it's Decibel Wine.
Decibel Wine, sure, okay.
I'm just sticking up for him. Come on. So anyway, what cracks me up about
him... you got wine, so you're sticking up for
him.
I'm going to continue to make fun of his name.
He's got this phenomenal wine, like really, truly out of control. Like the Malbec was amazing. The White Zinfandel was like solid, but it's $14. Like it's more than worth a $14.
Australian or U.S.?
New Zealand.
Yep.
So he went to school to like want it. He wanted to be a winemaker, and
that was
to
more
to
a currency joke, and then you were just doing it locationally. So he went to school for
very true. I'm sorry
for like wine. It's like some sort of biology degree for it's my like a 2-year degree, but it's specifically for winemaking.
Wine,
but
biology.
It's like it's a biology of sorts.
Winology.
Yeah. Winology. Nailed it.
Let's do it.
That's a word bow.
Yeah.
Return of the word bow.
I feel like we just turned into Hoda and Kathy Lee there for a minute, whatever her name is.
It is Wine's Day.
So anyway, he had like a choice.
They're not all winners, Jay.
They do Wine's Day on their show. It's a thing.
They
drink wine
really?
On their show.
Two problems I have
Wednesday
with that.
Mornings.
Two problems I have with that.
They drink wine every single day.
Yeah. Well, I can think it began as a Wine's Day thing, then every day became Wine's Day.
Two problems I have with that. One, that's absolutely stupid. Two, why are you watching that shit?
Three, why is Hoda not playing middle linebacker for the Eagles? Got to bring him back to sports somehow.
She's broad-shouldered. But anyway, so there's this New Zealand wine.
So, yeah, Decibel Wines. They're phenomenal.
I didn't mean to say Australia like it was a Flight of the Conchords thing where New Zealand gets a short shrift.
Right.
First season of that, one of the best shows ever made. Second season, I don't know. It wasn't even, it was like Showgirls. We were talking about Showgirls.
Yes.
I had never seen Showgirls.
Oh, God.
I just started watching it last
night.
How'd
you do that?
It's brilliant. But I never understood. Like
it's terrible.
It doesn't make sense though. It doesn't make sense as
none
a film, as a statement, as a piece of art, even as just an excuse to like
at least Starship Troopers is talking about the Argentinian government overthrow.
It's a one world government. You should like it for that. It's a treatise on Nazism.
The only thing you want to see in that movie
I got a tattoo for this. Some Gary Busey's son.
He wants to see Jesse's tits. That's it. That's all you want to see is Jesse naked.
Takes a long ways to get there.
It does. It's way too long to get there.
She bangs
all sorts of like full frontal and back and all that too.
I guess by the time I saw it, you could kind of download porn at that point in one way or another. So by the time I saw it, I was kind of a...
That was early 90s. I
saw a guy get his dick kicked out by a cowboy boot, so, you know. Was that a clean cut? I don't have three channels going.
That's
I'm
a clean one. That's a clean one right there. That's a winner right there.
Patrick's doing mono.
Yeah, exactly.
Patrick has mono. Commercial. That's why you guys haven't recorded so much.
It'll be our commercial.
Get your dick kicked down by a cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh man. So Diamond Dave, he's from New Zealand, not
Australia.
Decibel Dan. Okay,
Jesus.
Cool.
Now you do Decibel sound Dan. Like an Australian.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is.
it's good wine though. It is good wine.
Is it not awesome that every Australian is ridiculously stereotypical of an Australian? Like every time somebody like calls into
I'm never disappointed.
I know, they're always like, g'day, and I'm like, yes. Like I never say anything that stereotypical of American when I first meet somebody. Like one or two sentences in, of course I say something stupid like Big Mac or whatever, you know. Whatever, something stupid.
The most hypnotizing accent in the world is South African.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They speak English, but it's got that weird Dutch thing. It's very calming, right?
I met a dude a couple weeks ago, he was South African. And the thing is it's the speech pattern just doesn't go normal, so you're waiting for like the inflection to change.
And
it's not quite British. Yeah. It's not quite Australian.
It's almost always in a question.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, almost always in a question.
We're going over there, right? And,
It's the polar opposite of Chinese. Like Mandarin's supposed to be all like intonation English. And not so many words. Right. Like that's just it's just a bunch of words where they talk like this.
Yeah.
hypnotized.
Yeah,
like you could be, it could be a fire going on. You'd be like, "This is fine. This sounds cool."
Yeah, you know why? Like in Blood Diamond, why I liked Leo's performance so much? Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously he nailed the South African accent. There's no question about that.
What doesn't?
But
he nail,
like
huh?
fucking yeah. Hey yo, come on, hey, yo. Who's with me?
Hey yo,
that guy's done more. Whatever, you've done more.
Nothing. Patrick's done more for analogies than.
And then there's that.
What was my point? Oh no, he hypnotized. If you watch the movie, he hypnotizes you, just like the South African accent. Yeah. Like if you watch the Blood Diamond,
I've never
like,
watched it.
What?
I've never watched that or Shutter Island. Apparently, is a good movie too. I gotta watch.
I watched 15 minutes of Shutter Island and I just fell asleep. I don't.
It's
know.
Actually it's really good, but it's I would take yeah. Blood Diamond over it. So Shutter Island's like a remake of like a 50s movie. It's the same concept, but it's really good. But you just have to be like it's. I don't know. I'll give it away by getting too into it. But it's one of those movies where it ends and you're kind of like, oh, cool. They went in that direction.
The Great
it wasn't like, oh, that's the greatest movie ever. They went in that direction, but it was like it was. Like in 7.5 to 8 out of 10 type thing. It was good.
The Great Gatsby weirded me out.
I believe it.
Avengers comes out next week.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We're on that subject.
That's what's important right there. Okay, yeah. That's important.
Now what's this? Now what are the Avengers? Now who do they do?
This is Jay took over the role of condescending.
Like that is this is slightly interested aunt.
Yeah.
This is trying to show an interest in her nephew's little exactly. hobby.
Which one is the one that has the capes?
Oh, by the way,
are these the Spidermans?
The funniest shit in the world was my cake was up on the guy's website who did the cake.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't see the cake up close until I saw the pictures.
So the first comment on there, someone says, "I need this cake for my 10-year-old's party."
That's what you were trying sure. to do. Yeah.
I mean, let's nailed be real. It. I'm a big fucking 10-year-old. Yeah. So.
Mine was like, an Indiana
look,
Jones.
What's he look like? Oh, sorry. Yeah. We're not going with Lester jokes. All right. Didn't know we were going down that path.
All right. The Pope will be here
Here's
in months.
Here's Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones and a mermaid figurine. So what are the Avengers
was,
now?
The one guy from the Asian boy from Indiana Jones.
Short round?
Yeah,
Short round.
Yeah.
The Avengers are
Captain
Thor,
America,
Iron
Thor,
Man,
Incredible Hulk, a.k.a. Mark Ruffalo. Let's not get it. Let's not get it mixed
they
up.
They don't need fucking Scarlett Johansson. She's only in there because of stupid girl
was
power.
Was she Poison Ivy or something?
Black Widow. It's a terrible character even in a comic book.
Do you like how close I was even though I had no clue what it was? It was a total blind guess.
There aren't that many.
That's DC. Exactly. Girls are useless in comic books. Just like in comedy.
Except for R. Crumb comics.
Yeah.
No.
I got
You're
nothing.
A fan of the medium,
I was
going to
go with a WNBA joke. I don't even know what we're even talking about.
Zap Comics in the 70s. He was the one who did all those dirty cartoons.
Yeah.
Keep on Truckin'. He was the Keep on Truckin' guy.
Like heavy metal and all those types of
Mr. Natural. He was the guy with the long beard. It was like, oh, okay. Well, right, just, you know.
Weird Al Yankovic is taking over Mad Magazine for a week,
by the
way. Who the
fuck cares? Who reads Mad Magazine?
I don't know. You guys are talking about heavy metal. It's the same shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know.
He's taking. It's the first ever guest editor on the magazine.
Can you fold a digital edition cover in like thirds, like you would do on the back? You remember the back cover?
Yeah,
you fold it over.
That was the joke that he was on one of the radio stations, one of the local ones, and they were saying like you went to every store you went, like you went to CVS, and if you weren't like there the second the magazine came out, there were
already folded. Yeah, it's already folded up. I don't like how many are actually in print. Like, do they print?
They still sell. Just like Sports Illustrated still sell. Yeah. Like you say to who, and it's like, yeah, people get it.
Sports Illustrated is only in your dentist's office or like your doctor's office.
I like my football phone, and I want to get a new one every single year. Wayne's World 2, amazing movie, by the way. Way underrated when he's like fighting the dad, and he's like, hold on, I have a call, and he picks it up, and it's the fucking football phone. Like, that's such a good callback that, like, is.
You know who's in that?
Is no,
the Lamar? Guy from Wings is in
yes.
that.
Yes,
we talked
he
about
is.
That the other day. The guy from Wings, the TV show,
he's in everything
comes up at least once
Which
a week.
Guy?
Exactly.
I'll look him up. Yeah. I'll look him up.
Steven Weber. You said
Steven
Weber.
Yes.
Name, right?
Yes.
But
is he is he the one who looks like
a god? He is gorgeous.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, that's.
He looks like a younger version of the boss from Office Space.
So this is like the I old version of him, but let me get a. Newer one.
He was in Single Way Female.
I know.
Wings. He was in Wings.
That's
Let's not
that's
try
you
to
fucking
get mixed up.
Don't you put out the
he's
shit
from Queens. Of course he's from Wings. Queens. Where else would he be from? Single Way Female shows up in like his main. So it's Wings.
He was the boyfriend. Single
leaving
Way
Las
right?
Vegas. Oh. Single Way Female.
He's the one who got killed,
and Jeffrey
right?
are his like big four.
Who the fuck is Jeffrey?
That was Patrick.
That was
Nick
Cage, right? Or no,
that was Captain Picard playing an older homosexual gentleman.
Jeffrey.
Steven Weber, Jeffrey. Patrick Stewart, Sigourney Weaver. Good call.
Oh, you were serious?
I was that serious, yeah.
I thought he was...
I remember reading like a review for that, and I said, that's the weirdest shit.
I thought it was like a joke on like the fact that Jeffrey sounds like an older gay gentleman.
He's even on the cover.
Of Jeffrey?
Yeah, he's on the front page without even what's his name.
I'm just saying, all right, that's like, yeah...
What
the strangest reference to have?
I was gonna say, how often do you watch these movies?
I remember exactly how I remember reading the review for it in Rolling Stone magazine, talking about magazines. And it's weird because you have digital stuff for everything now, right? Yeah. But I remember tangibly holding the magazine and reading that review. You don't get that when you're holding your tablet.
By the way, isn't it awesome that you can tell Rolling Stone to fuck off now? Like,
yeah,
in your own head,
absolutely.
They can be like, no, those aren't the top 10 comics to watch.
Exactly,
fucking douchebag. Just because they have fucking glasses on, they wear a sweater. And they
that Saturday Night Live one was the worst.
Which one's that?
Yeah,
they rated every cast member.
Oh man. Yeah, like so I actually sent it to you because Chevy was like third, and he was on there for like year, 17 episodes, like 2 years basically. But yeah, no, they had some. Like I was just like Amy Poehler was like really high, and I was just like she wasn't. Like I get she gets the credit because she like created UCB and she's been doing it forever, and she's like done. Wow. She had success.
Well, it's influence because that's the same thing with Chevy Chase, where you know he was on the show for only for a season, but because he made the show such a hit and he was the standout star because his name was so memorable. Right. That's all it was. He was really funny and everything, but you know he really
but,
stood
like,
out
Phil
as a
Hartman's
personality.
Top five. Am I? Is there any argument there?
No,
it's more that Norm McDonald was bottom 10. It's more and Colin Quinn and people on there who are like genuinely funny people.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't make the top because they didn't have like standout characters and stuff like that, but they're just like so funny. How could you put them anywhere near the bottom?
And they're
below Anthony Michael Hall. You know? That's all I'm saying. Like, he had a different type of career after that. Yeah, it's not like he had to do that. It was just a weird season.
It's one of those lists. Rolling Stone just sucks. Fuck that whole
thing. Yeah.
That's right. That's kind of my point, is you can actually say fuck you to Rolling Stone for that.
Oh,
yeah. Because when we were younger, they give a review to a movie, and you're like, okay, cool. Must suck.
By the way,
it must be great.
Back to the Avengers, one thing, right?
Okay. Led Zeppelin must not be good. Okay.
So, well, the one thing about that I love about these fucking condescending reviewers of movies is how they're looking at the Avengers as if it's like a real fucking movie.
That's my point, yes.
Like
they need to
movie.
Have different subjects or topics, seriously. Like in Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. That was why I know Jay's not on Facebook, and I know like claiming something on Facebook is like whoopty shit, but I was like, I hope Paul Blart 2 came out this past weekend.
Yeah,
I hope it destroys every record.
Like,
it came in second to Fast and the Furious 7.
You can't fucking judge those movies the same way you're judging something.
It has zero on the Rotten Tomatoes meter, and I'm like, it's a dumb comedy with fucking Kevin James that did really well the first time around.
By a horse in
he
a
goes
commercial.
To Vegas and saves the day. Like, how could you possibly even like?
But it's our own damn fault that we got here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Because of
there are no other types of movies, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't go to the movies. I can't complain about movies. It's like people say they don't vote, so like they don't complain about shit. You know, I'm not part of the system. I'm not part of the movie system.
Exactly.
I got out of it after the 90s because the 90s was the last time we had a lot of like really cool indie movies that were mainstream.
That,
right.
The one movie
I know we have hits here or there, but every year there'd be like
the
four
problem
or
is
five
those
great
directors
movies.
Became not indie anymore.
Yeah.
All those directors that you're referring to.
I want
to
see that
about,
one movie.
Like,
that
oh yeah, it's like, yeah. Like Tarantino got a lot of money.
Yeah.
So he could make those bigger movies. Kevin Smith,
he figured out how to throw an N-bomb in every single scene and still get paid a lot of money.
He's what does he say? He's
fucking weird. He's, is what he is.
Yeah,
it's him and who's the other one? George Lucas is just as weird, making a fictional version of the Tuskegee Airmen.
You're talking about the black man?
Yeah, it was so terrible. only because he has
still up in arms. There's
only
a black,
no. He made the movie Red Tails and had like fucking Neo acting in it. And Cuba Gooding Jr. was like the lead. I'm like, you got the fucking
the
worst,
random, like,
the worst
I love
black
the random
people.
References to like,
it was
like
so
one, one's got the actor's name, the other one's got a character's name.
No, Neo. Like Neo the singer.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Keanu
Reeves.
He had
the worst. No,
I don't know who
Neo
the singer is.
Exactly my point.
I'm sure
he had
awesome.
The worst Southern accent ever, and it was the worst
was
movie.
It like Kevin Costner and Robin Hood?
Yes, it's close. It, or,
like
or like Nick Cage and fucking, what's the one where he tried to play a country voice? Air Con Air, whatever.
Oh God, that
it was that bad.
Such a great
and,
movie.
And the thing is, the German, the
oh my God,
the German.
First off, you'll get to it. Is 1993.
Okay, can I cut you off here?
Well, you have to see Con Air.
Have
you not seen it? No,
if not for young Dave Chappelle is in there.
I need.
Oh my God.
Homework. Assign me a movie to watch. I'll watch it.
Done. Con Air. Right there. There's not even a debate.
We'll do movie club. I'll come back. We'll talk about it.
Con Air.
Some girl at work yesterday said. Oh, I've got to talk to you about the Breaking Bad finale.
1997.
Still have not seen that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But people eventually get to these things. Yeah, so I have no shame admitting I have not seen Con Air. I'm going to watch Con Air. Is it on Netflix? It's probably on Netflix.
It's older 1997. Than my son. It's older than my son.
See, so I stopped watching movies like 95.
Can I tell you who's in it?
96. A whole bunch better. Of people, dude. Danny Trejo is in
the
there.
Order of the...
Oh, yeah, you have to read the order, yeah.
The order is even better, because there's people that I don't even know who are like before fucking John Malkovich.
John Malkovich is in there. Fucking Danny Trejo is in there. Dave Chappelle's in there. All right. And so, this is the list they'll come up with. I'm guaranteeing it's shitty.
So, Cole Meany is first. I don't know who that is. Yeah. McKetty Kevin Williamson.
I don't care.
Nick Chen. I know, it's the first thing I thought of. Renale Santiago, John Malkovich. Ving Rhames, Dave Chappelle, Rachel Tecotin, Steve Easton, Steve Buscemi, Danny Trejo, MC Gainey, Landy Albright, John Cusack, still haven't gotten in a cage in case anybody's counting.
No. Huh.
Monica
he's
Potter.
He's a star of the movie.
Also part of Parenthood.
Was she really?
Yeah.
It's always funny to watch, like to see movies.
I can't believe
old
Lego
movies
Cusack
and go through like the...
Cusack's the... What is he? He's the cop.
The FBI
right?
guy. Yeah, he's the FBI guy.
God, I hate him even more.
He's the
lovable
rebel.
There's Nick Cage.
No, he's
maybe it's an order of appearance. Maybe that's
oh, okay.
Some
no,
it can't be.
No, because
there couldn't have been 70 people on screen before Nicolas Cage. I just know it's a Nicolas Cage. That's all I know about the movie.
That's all he does. It's come
so
on
good.
So what is this, Snake Eyes? What do I need to watch?
Con
Air. Con Air. Okay.
Con Air.
So have you seen the movie where they where The Rock?
The Rock is great. I watched that again
The
yesterday.
Rock I saw in the theaters.
How great is
it? I was
Welcome
still watching
the
movies
Rock.
Then. Yes.
Did you like it?
Welcome to
it
the Rock.
It was amazing. It was.
You will like Con Air.
You'll like Con Air. You'll love Con Air then.
It's like,
you like The Rock?
As long as you have the same smirk on your face. Because you can't, take it seriously.
It's a guilty pleasure, dude. Like, when it comes out, I'm like.
Dude, they're like fucking land. I can't already give away the end of Con Air.
Gotta watch it. John Malkovich is
But the best, like, so we'll talk about The Rocks, as we all seen it. The best is, like, he beats the shit out of, like, Navy SEALs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a scientist or something, right?
Yeah. Like, well-trained Navy SEALs who are, like, 20 years out, and he just fucking whoops all there. It was on yesterday. I was like, God, I gotta watch it now.
Yeah.
And it is. It was
welcome
like one
to
of
the
things,
Rock.
Welcome to the Rock.
That's why I got rid of cable. I can't have something like that come on and say I gotta watch this, and it's like,
well,
another,
see, I can watch
60
it.
Minutes.
I can have it in the background as long as it's on, and you can just catch the terrible lines, like the one line in there where the dude is fighting him. He's fighting Sean Connery. He's like, "Did I ever tell you my old man was English? You fucking Irish prick. Why would you tell him that? You just met this motherfucker. Why would you even tell? Why would you even say that?"
Yeah.
That was the thing with showgirls.
Yeah, exactly.
And when you watch movies like that, though, you have to picture someone sitting down at a computer, typing that out and saying, "I'm going with that," and then it going to a director,
and there
a script editor.
And
no, what happened is
the full
read. It
got
changed.
Like,
no,
we're gonna
no, what it was, I almost guarantee the producers put that in. I guarantee the producers edited it and put it in.
And the things you find yourself yelling at the screen, why would you say that to him? Why would you have ever told him that?
So many people had to sign off on that. I think that's incredible. By the time it gets to the screen, it's still there. It's like, oh, man.
It's strong. It's a strong line. That's why.
All right. We're going to take one last break. And then when we come back, we're going to go through our list of topics.
We didn't talk about anything, right?
We went to the Avengers.
Oh, we
that's
did.
That's not even on the list.
It should have been.
It's the other.
Number one.
Yeah, they played with your boy Jimmy Kimmel, not Jimmy Fallon.
Ah, fuck him.
They played Family Feud and he didn't know the rules. So, like, the first round ended and neither of them got it right, technically. But technically, the team that, like, started gets points if neither of them get it right.
Wow. And he didn't even there's a Family Feud tiebreaker.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No, so, like, one team wins the initial
face-off.
I thought
Steve Harvey just goes, "I like you the most as a white woman.
Check
that
out
I'm
my 17-button suit.
Look on
I don't
my
know why
suit.
I became Cosby when I started in
the Who operation. Likes my colors on my suit?
We asked 100
men's.
And then somebody says something stupid and he just stops and instead he like looks up with a big smile on his face and then he just starts putting his head down shaking it back and forth and then he's like
that was
nobody's laughing with you except for the stupid people in the audience.
I
and
just
me
love how
stoned,
when
but still,
he gets into a real conversation he's just like well, you know, Diane, now that I'm famous, when he gets on there, he's like, but when we go to 14 people, we ask him.
I didn't know he had another show. I don't know shows like that exist until you're like at a if you're sitting in a doctor's office. That's the only time you're getting like your oil change.
Oh, it's the equivalent of like that magazine that's been around for 3 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's exactly it.
Should I vaccinate my kids? 14 years ago. Let's see. Yeah. What are they saying today?
What's Jenny McCarthy have to say about this?
It's proven that it causes autism. Man, that's the saddest story in the world. How like that whole
No, what it tells you is that America listens to hot chicks way too much for no fucking reason.
She's not even hot. Well, we're talking about Amy Schumer.
No. God no.
That always bugged me on the radio. They'd go on about how attractive she is, and she's
Opie Anthony did.
She's not.
That was about the limit of people that said.
She's like she's like your friend's sister. Like if I was really drunk.
Anyway. Let's take a break.
It's like I can freely say that now that she's too big for us.
Yeah, she won't do our podcast. Though. She made a joke about that on the show last night about how, I'll do your podcast and whatever else. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. Like inside, I'm like.
By the way, I love that she went to the tie. That's one of her topics. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it.
All right, just to close the loop, though, Patrick. Yes. All right, so before we started recording, you said that what was it? The Malbec was an 11.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Is there any left?
Malbec?
Is there any left?
You got some of that shit though?
So we're
for people that respect the name.
Is that what it is? Well, okay, well, I'm just Joe Schmo, on the street. How would I get myself a bottle of that?
You'd go to liquor. Decibelwines.com or any liquor store pretty much in New Jersey, Delaware, New York,
liquor.
Pennsylvania.
I barely know her.
Alabama, California. Alabama, that's the one. And the Carolinas.
Alabama.
You can get
we were trying to figure that out too. The Carolinas.
Alabama loves New Zealanders, though.
Do they sell them in, like, gas stations then? I always see just, like, every time I've been driving through states like that, you like, stop for gas, and there are two dudes sitting out front with a bottle of something, right?
Well, the thing,
Where'd you get that?
I lived in Atlanta. Okay. Anytime you went to a gas station that was a little bit suburban, they had the ice bucket with just beers ready to go. Because you knew you had a live, long drive home.
Oh, man. You know, and we laugh like it's not a good way to live.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are we doing? And some peanut butter. Yeah, what's up, huh?
What's look at us hustling and having jobs and shit. Yeah, it's like not
get
really.
Married. Who does that shit?
I know. Yeah.
God, my life is over. I love you.
All right, we're gonna take a break. Do you get a new job by the way, or is it just change the name of the company?
No,
change its name on like freaking LinkedIn.
Yeah, it's
everybody and their mom and congratulated them too.
Yeah, including me. It's that's boring shit. So yeah, let's go to break. I guess.
I say good day.
All right.
I'm not loving you way I wanted to. What I had to do, had to run from you. I'm in love with you, but the vibe is wrong. And that haunted me all the way home. So you never know, never, never know. Never know enough till it's overblown. Till we lose control, system overload. Screaming no, 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 no. Everybody else don't have to know. So keep your love locked down. Your love locked down. Keeping your love locked down. Your love locked down. You keep your love locked down. Your love locked down. Now keep your love locked down. You lose. I'm not loving you way I want to. I can't keep my cool, so I keep it true. I got something to wasting time with the finish line. So keep your love locked down. Your love locked down. Keeping your love.